Sri Shukavacha Balabhadra Kuru Shrestha Bhagavan Ratam Ashtita Suridrikshar Utkanta Prayo Nanda Gokulam Nanda Gokulam. Shukadev said, once Balaram, eager to visit his well-wishing friends, Surida, mounted his chariot and traveled to Nanda Gokul. This is what the whole Rath Yatra is all about. Rath Yatra is all about a festival of the chariots, right? They get Balaram gets in a chariot, Subhadra gets in a chariot, Krishna gets in a chariot, because they got in chariots. And they all went from Dwarka to Kurukshetra. And then when Radharani and the gopis met Krishna in Kurukshetra, they wanted to bring Krishna to Vrindavan. Subhadra came, Balaram came with his chariot, he also came to Vrindavan. And they wanted to go to Nanda Gokul. Nanda Gokul. So when he comes here, Krishna Balaram associates with his friends, he plays with his gopis, and he drags the river Yamuna. When Balaram went off to Vrindavan, why didn't Krishna go? The Yadavas who were living in Dwarka, Ugrasen, etc., Vasudev, Devaki, they were thinking that the Braja Gopis are very famous. What are they famous for? They're famous for their Nirmala, Nirmal Vishuddha Prem, Sringhar Ras. They're famous for their pure ecstatic love. And Krishna's parents, Nanda and Yashoda, have intense love for him. Krishna is controlled by pure love. If Krishna goes to Vrindavan and meets the Brijvasis, the Yadavas were thinking, how will he leave them and come back to us in Dwarka? Pramdrisva Nivartate. Right? A higher taste. With this in mind, the Yadus prevented Krishna from going, knowing that he becomes subservient to the pastimes in which he reciprocates with the ever-increasing love of the Brijvasis. But then, how was he able to leave his brother, who is dearer than his own life? This verse answers the question. It says that Balaram had such eagerness that his discrimination and sense control disappeared. So his discrimination, his knowing what is right or wrong, or choosing the right path, ordinarily, he would always be with Krishna, serving him and associating, playing with him, being with him, eating with him, dining, playing chess, doing whatever they do. But now his utkantita bhav, utkantita, his intense eagerness overwhelmed him. Just like if someone falls in love and they become intensely eager to meet their beloved. So they lose their normal discrimination or their sense control. No, I'm supposed to be here at this time, but I know I'm supposed to be there, but I can't control myself. I have to go see my lover or whatever. I have to get back. I have a lunch break. I have a 1 hour lunch break from 12 to 1. But then, I'm at lunch and I meet my lover at lunch. My lover says, come on, let's go. Let's go for a ride in my car. No, I have to go back to work. My lunch break is over. Forget about it. Yeah, okay, let's go. So you jump in the car and you run off with your lover, and then the boss says, hey, where's so-and-so? I don't know. I saw her in the park eating her tiffin. Not sure. Was she alone? Oh, yeah. Friends cover for each other. Yeah, she was alone. I don't know. Maybe she's fixing her car or whatever. So she misses the work. So Balaram is intense utkantita. It was utkantita for the Brijvasis. So this shows that the Brijvasis love Nanda Yashoda and the gopis of Vrindavan. Their love is greater than the love of Krishna for Balaram, because their love pulled Balaram away from Krishna. And Balaram is sankarshan. Sankarshan means pulling, attracting. Having long suffered the anxiety of separation, The Brijvasi gopas and their wives, when they met Balaram, they embraced him. The Lord offered respects to his parents and joyfully greeted him, and then joyfully greeted them with prayers. Nityananda Srupo Pi Prema Tapto Brajokasam Nayo Krishna Mapityaktva Yastam Ramam Muhustuma. Let us repeatedly glorify Balaram, although he is the original form of eternal bliss. Although Nityananda, this is a prayer that Balaram, where we have the name Nityananda, this is from Padma Puran. So it's already Padma Puran is predicting the future name of Balaram as Nityananda. That's the name in the Puran. Nityananda Srupopi. He's a very Srup of Nityananda, eternal bliss. So this is Balaram. He's the original form of eternal bliss. But due to the pangs of love and separation from the residents of Braj, he went to see them, even at the cost of leaving Krishna. It's amazing, huh? Prema tapto brajokasam. Prema tapto. Tapto means like tapasya. The Sanskrit word tap means fire. When we perform tapasya, or penance, or austerity, we get fired up. If you've ever done Ekadasi Brat, your brain gets fiery. Balaram was embraced by the older gopis, the age of his mother. He greeted his parents, and they greeted him with words of blessings according to their parental love. Nanda and Yashoda, they prayed, O Lord of the universe, may you and your younger brother Krishna ever protect us. Saying this, so that sounds like so much Aishvarya, so much respect. You can imagine. Chiram na pahidasharha sanujo jagadishvara aropyanka alingya netres sishinchatur jale. They are saying Jagadishvara. they're calling Dauji, they're calling Kanu Dao Jagadishvara. And this is the same Jagadishvara that 50 years before he used to break into people's houses and steal yogurt and butter with Krishna and Gokul. So for one moment, they were, because of separation, this happens in Virahabhav. In separation, sometimes the gopis, be they Yashoda or the younger gopis, even Radharani, they have some glimpses of Krishna's Aishvarya, of his grandeur, his majesty, his godhood, his position as Jagannath or Jagadishvara. Sometimes they say, even in the 10th canto, they're speaking, I mean, this is 10th canto, but in the Rasa Lila section, they're saying, oh, you're a Paramatma, or in your previous incarnation, you were Ram. They were separated from Krishna, and in that separation mood, then this kind of Aishwarya Bhav came over their minds, where they were thinking, yes, we know Krishna, it is your nature to be cruel to women. In your previous incarnation, you proved how cruel you can be to women. Even in this incarnation, when you're only 6 days old, a beautiful lady came to offer her breast to you as your nursemaid, and you viciously killed her on the spot. Is that... that we know how you treat women. Her name was Putana. That was in this life. What to speak of in your previous incarnations? We know that in your previous incarnation you were Ram. What did you do to Suparnika? Ha! Only history can tell. What wrong did she do? She came to offer herself to you, and you as a king, you should have accepted her. So, it's to be expected somehow we foolishly fell in love with a person like you. So now we're getting the just deserts of our foolish falling in love with you, that you've left us and abandoned us in the middle of the forest after we've come out here and sacrificed everything. Dustijam Aryapatam Chahitwa. Dustijam Aryapatam Chahitwa. Swajanam Dustijam. Svajanam. Svajanam dustijam aryapatam chahitva. Svajanam. Svajanam. Our own people. Svajanam. Our own husbands. Our own father-in-laws, mother-in-laws, our children, our name, our family. Our dustijam. We just rejected them. We ran away from our houses in the middle of the night because you played your murali. And what about aryapatam? Aryapat. Arya. Arya, 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 arya means the behavior of a cultured, spiritually inclined person. A sanatanist, a sanatan dharmist, sati dharma, laja dharma, the chastity and shyness of a sati, of a married woman. How chaste she is. And we, laja dharma chordho, sati dharma chordho, we ran away. We're just running out here in the forest. But you're so cruel. So this happens in separation sometimes. And then the next moment comes and they think, oh, Krishna's so sweet. And then the Madhurya aspect. So for a moment, when Yashoda and Nanda greeted Balaram, who they raised as their own son, although he's born as the son of Vasudeva and Rohini, and transferred, and he moved over to Vrindavan. Rohini moved to Vrindavan and grew up with Yashoda and Krishna. Rohini Nandan is Dao, Balaram. So they looked at him just like their own son, like these are two peas in a pod, Krishna and Balaram. They slept together, they ate together, they played together, they lived together, they did everything together, they cried together. And Balaram would act like the protector, the older brother, Dao. Daoji means older brother. Kano and Dao. Krishna Kaniya, Daoji Kabaiya. Right, they have that song, Krishna Kaniya Daujika Bhaiya. So, but now, after 50 years of separation, and now he's a big boy, now he's a big kshatriya from Dwarka, coming in big, big chariot, big, big horses. Oh, Jagadishwar. Oh, Jagadishwar. Aropyankam, please protect us. So after saying this, that's Aishwarya, that's Vaikuntha Bhav, Vaikuntha mood. Our son is Jagadishwara. He's not Makanjur. Then what do they do next? After saying this, they picked up Balaram and put him on their laps, embraced him and moistened him with the tears in their eyes. So that's Madhurya, that's sweetness, intimacy. You take a 50-year-old man and sit him on your lap. Your son, he's 50 years old. Can you take Jagannath, Jagadishwar, and sit him on your lap? Can you take the supreme God, the controller of all the universes, Jagadishwar, and have him sit on your lap and start crying on his face? No, that's only with the most intimate person, your most intimate lover and child, you can do such a thing. Everywhere we hear that you along with your brother are the Lord. This is Vishnu's commentary. He's rephrasing what Yashoda is saying in Nanda. Balaram, everywhere we hear that you and your brother, now you're the lords of the universe. We're hearing this. People are telling us, oh, don't you know, this Krishna and Balaram, they're the Jagadishwar, Jagannath. And then if that's the case, then why don't you protect your elderly parents? Saying this, first Nanda Maharaj, and then Yashoda put Ram, means Balaram, on their laps by force. They kissed and embraced him and drenched him with their tears. This is a very sweet scene. For those that are mothers, you young ladies don't know, but how this feeling of to hold the child on the lap, to embrace the child to the bosom, to cry, sprinkle the child with the tears of affection and attachment. So now Jagadishwara is getting embraced, he's getting kissed, and getting drenched with tears. This is Braj. So Lord Balaram then paid proper respects to the elder coward men and the younger ones. They greeted him respectfully. He met everyone with smiles, handshakes, and so on. dealing personally with each one according to age, degree of friendship, and family relationship. Then after resting, Balaram accepted a comfortable seat, and everyone gathered around him. So there were some formalities of greeting. He had just come, he's been gone for 50 years. So they greeted him, and so much emotions were, it was just all emotional. All crying and embracing and not much speaking. And then, okay, now he got a little bit fresh. He sat down and everyone gathered around and said, okay, ¿qué pasa? Kyawa, what's been happening? What's the news? Kya Samachar, what have you been doing for the last 50 years? Where have you gone? What are you doing? And what about Krishna? So everyone's sitting around him. With voices faltering out of love for him, the cowherds who had dedicated everything to lotus-eyed Krishna asked about the health of their dear ones, their friends and relatives in Dwarka. And Balaram in turn asked about the cowherd's welfare. Prema Gadgadaya Gira Krishne Kamala Patrakshe Sunyast Akila Radasa. Dedicated everything. Sunyas Akila. Sunyas Akila Radasa. Radasa means to please. Radasa. Radasa. Sannyas. Sannyas means to give up everything. Akila. Everything they had, they gave up for Kamala Patrakshe. Kamala Patrakshe. Krishne Kamala Patrakshe. Kamala. Kamala Aksha. Kamalakshi. They gave up everything for that lotus-eyed Krishna. It's sannyas akila radasa. This is real sannyas. Sannyas is not a position in varnashram dharma, brahmachari grihastha vanaprastha sannyas. It's not one of the ashrams. Sannyas is a state of consciousness. They're married. Nanda Yashoda are married. Rohini is married. They all have their... Rohini is married to Vasudev. Of course, Rohini is now living in Dwarka. She went to Dwarka. She's not in Vrindavan now. But Brishabhanu is there. Kirti's is there. Chandrabhanu is there, Subhanu is there, Nanda's there, Sunanda, Abhinandan, the five brothers of Nanda are there, the five brothers of Brishabhanu are there, Kirtidan, all their wives. And all these Brijvasis are being described as sannyas, sannyas akila, sannyas akila radasa, radasa. They were completely renounced everything in their lives to dedicate it to that, to the beauty, to beauty. They're worshippers of beauty. Krishna is beautiful. Sundaram. Sham Sundaram. Sham Sundaram. Not just Sham, Sham Sundaram. Sundaram means beautiful, beautiful, charming, sweet, attractive. This is what moves the heart. What inspires, what excites the mind. Excites the mind and moves the heart. The mind is excited by beauty, and the heart is moved by charm, and they fuse together by sweetness. The heart meets with the mind when there's an exchange of sweetness. There may be beauty and charm, but no sweetness. But when there's beauty, charm, and sweetness, then this is Krishna. So this is they Kamalaksha, that lotus-eyed Krishna. He's so beautiful that they dedicate their life to him because he's so beautiful. Not only beautiful to look at, but he's charming to deal with, charming to be with. Charming. And he's so sweet. Beautiful, sweet, and charming. Very interesting phrase. And then how are they speaking? Prema gadgadai gira. Gira, their words are all choked up. Every morning before we chant japa, we always recite the Shikshastakam, right? This is a part of our niyam, sadhana niyam. Nayanam gadad ashrandariya vananam gadgadaya gadgadaya giram. So that's the same thing. throat choked up. Gadgada. When? Kada, kada. When will that happen? So we're there. They gathered around Balaram, and their voices were faltering out of love. And they said, how? So after greeting the cowherd men, Balaram was welcomed by everyone according to their age and relationship. He sat down comfortably. Balaram's voice also choked with prema for his beloved cowherd friends. Imagine all these friends that he grew up with and played with for 11 years. They played together in Gokul for 3 years. Bali Lila. Then from Gokul they moved to Chatikar. And from Chatikar they played together again for 3 years. Krishna moved to Chatikar, and then Radharani moved from Raval to Ral, a village called Ral, which is between here and the highway. Ral. And then they stayed there for 3 years, or a couple of years, 3 years, and then they moved to Kamyavan. Stayed a short time in Kamyavan, then to Nandagram. And the boys went to different villages. So for 11 years, they were moving around Braj. Braj means to move. Braj. Braja. Braj means to move, to wander. So this is a place of wandering. They're wandering people, nomadic people, cowherd. Cows go here, they go there. Sometimes Gokul, sometimes Chatikar, sometimes Kamivan, sometimes Nandagam. Chala chala. Wandering here and there. Braja. So then he left. His bosom buddies, his hardly buddies, they went inside demons. They walked inside Agasura's mouth and they almost died, suffocated to death. And then Krishna saved him. And then Pralambasura came to steal all the coward boys. He was stealing the coward boys and they're playing cops and robbers. And Balaram killed Pralambasura. And then he wanted to eat the tala fruits. They were in Talavan. They smelled the beautiful sweet tala fruits, which is palm fruit from the palm tree, like date palm. Like dates are produced from a palm tree. And coconuts are produced from a palm tree, and also tal fruit from a palm tree. So this nice fragrance is coming from the forest, and the boys, let's go there. So they went there, but these big-ass demons were there. These big asses. Literally, Gadabrata. And then Balaram beat them up and liberated all the fruits for all the boys. Krishna also. So all these wonderful, intimate pastimes they had, life and death experiences they had for 11 years together. And now they're seeing him. So he's also, Balaram's voice is also choked up. The coward men had completely renounced. This is Vishnu's commenting on this verse. Why does it say sannyas akila radasa? The coward men had completely renounced their daily bodily functions. Now that's really renunciation. You may take Mayavadi sannyas or Vaishnav sannyas, and you will be very austere, and you will bathe every day, but you see these sannyasis from Haridwar or these big mahants. You're a sannyas, okay, you have no wife, you have no woman, you're living celibate life, brahmachari, celibate, no mixing, this, that. And you're studying Vedant, you're a sannyasi, and you're doing Chandrayana Brat and Chaturmasya Brat and many bratas and tapa. But you're eating nicely or regularly, and you're wearing nice clothes, silk clothes, nicely pressed clothes every day. Your disciples wash your clothes and press them, or nice cloth. And you're bathing nicely, sleeping, nice gadi, nice bed. But you're a sannyas. You're in sannyas ashram, you've taken diksha, you're a sannyasi. And you're doing you're teaching and you're doing your studies, whatever. Living the life of a sannyas. But the Brijvasis, the Gwals and the coward men and the coward ladies, when Krishna and Balaram left, they took real sannyas. Because they completely renounced their bodily functions. What does that mean? It means beginning from the very day that Krishna and Balaram left Vrindavan, which means they were about 11 years old, the Brijvasis no longer carried out the natural activities, dressing, eating, and sleeping. You're a sannyasi. Mayavadi sannyas, Vaishnava sannyas. But you sleep every day, maybe 2 hours, 5 hours, whatever, 4 hours. But you're sleeping. And you're eating 3 times a day. Okay, simple food, steamed food, or maybe elaborate food, whatever you're eating. Some of these sannyasis eat pretty good. You've seen these up in Haridwar, they have pretty tasty bhog. And then dressing, pakka, nice rings. But the Brijvasis, they were lying on the ground. The clothes they were wearing when they saw Krishna, when Krishna left on Akura's chariot, the same clothes they were wearing 50 years later. They didn't wash their clothes once. They didn't bathe. Why didn't they bathe? Because they're dirty? Because they're tamasic? Why didn't they bathe? Because on their bodies, mixed in their skin, was the dust from the wheels of Akura's chariot.
Amazing.
And in their clothes was the fragrance of Krishna's body that blew on the wind, the breeze that was blowing over the chariot as Krishna and Balaram went off to Mathura on that fateful day. And the natural fragrance of their body. Krishna's body smells like musk, kasturi, and kapoor, and chandan, and aguru. Naturally. Beautiful. Different parts of his body, a different smell. So that fragrance is coming. And they were smelling that fragrance. And they remember that. And that fragrance got caught in their clothes. As you know. If you go in some temple, or you go to some stinky place, your clothes get stinky. You ride in a rickshaw all around the city, and you come back, and your clothes smell like kerosene. Gasoline or whatever, isn't it? Yes. It's like, yeah, throw it all out. You have to wash it. Immediately take a bath and change. So they didn't change their clothes because they could just go like this, and that fragrance, that smell memory, fragrance memory, Saurabh Smaran, could remind them of Krishna. So this is real sannyas. That's why he says, sannyas, sannyas akila radhasa. It's one thing. Take sannyas, but it's another thing. Give up sleeping, give up eating. They didn't eat anything. The Rishvasi stopped eating. The only way they were surviving is because some Rajasthanis, some goat herders and camel herders from Rajasthan, the neighboring, because it was right next door, they were making rotis and they were coming in the Vrindavan and they were going around feeding like a medic on a battlefield. When there's a battlefield, the soldiers are lying half dead, and the medics are paramedical, whatever they call it. They go around and they give some injection or some pills or some. They come and try to help the sick and wounded soldiers. So they're acting like medics, and because they sympathized with them as fellow human beings. They couldn't identify with the Bhav because they were just nearby. They weren't Brijbasis. They were from nearby Rajasthan or whatever. They saw these people are starving. Rishabhanu Nanda, they're not eating. They're not cooking. They stopped cooking. There's no, why cook? We only cook for Krishna and Balaram. There's no Krishna and Balaram. Why cook? It's described in the Bhagavatam, the purports in Brihad Bhagavatam, and others. Their houses got full of cobwebs. They didn't go back in their palaces. Nanda Bhavan was like a ghost town. So this is real sannyas. Sannyas Akila Radhasa.